It's Friday morning, and we have Riley County, it's Horticulture Extension Agent.
Yes, please. Yes.
Greg Eystone joining us here in the studio today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to August doldrums. It's hot. It's dry.
It's been that way all summer almost.
And, it's going to be a little bit windy here this weekend, too.
That will dry out plants even faster, so that's not good.
I guess it was yesterday. You know, and I don't have a very lush landscape.
Yes.
But boy, I should have worn a dust mask.
Yeah, if you're a mowing contractor, this year is probably not one of your better years for doing that. So I have a property that does low maintenance, and I've mowed it 3 times this year. It's unbelievable.
That's my goal, is low maintenance property.
I tend to have a lot of things going on in my life,
you know, and if I'm not doing a thing, I'm probably napping. I'd rather nap than mow, so I want low maintenance.
Yes, of course, you can always get the robo mowers out there as well, so you don't have to worry about that at all.
That's pretty cool out there in the cul-de-sac,
nice.
Or on the,
on the roundabout.
The thing out there, the roundabout.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of things going on here. You know, this time of year, people are starting to think about new things they want to do in their landscape.
Yes.
And you've got some courses coming up. You've got some activities. It's just pretty busy time for you. I mean, when is it not a busy time for you?
That's right. When it rains and temperatures are in the 70s, you know, life is great. But when do we get that? So we got things going on. So
not at all this year. We didn't get anything in the 70s.
Nothing happened for us on that. So as far as we have some programs tomorrow, actually, Master Gardeners are going to be at the downtown farmers market. So hope everybody can get out. And lots of things going on tomorrow morning. But stop by the farmers market and talk to the Master Gardeners. They're just promoting gardening and answering gardening questions. One of the activities they have is for the youth. We had it at the fair booth this past week, and we had some leftovers. So if you have a child and want to come down and make kind of a chia pet, that's probably a trademark name, but we're using a stocking, and you put some grass seed in it and some potting media, and you can make you a little creature or something of some kind.
Not a C-H-I-A pet, but
something like that.
Because, you know, if it's trademarked, who cares? Who cares if it's trademarked? But, you know, the Riley County version of the
Chia
pet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you get to put some tape or glue some things on it. So whatever creative the youth wants to do. So stop by Farmers Markets from 8 to 1. I'm not sure exactly when we'll get there. Probably 9 to 11. It's kind of the high time of traffic and things like that. But stop by. And, of course, you can pick up some vegetables and other edibles things as well at the Farmers Market.
And that's at 3rd and Leavenworth there at the mall parking lot.
Right. So we'll call it the Dillard's West parking lot. But you'll see the signs and all those things. So hopefully you can come out for that. They are encouraging people for the Master Gardener fall class coming up. So we have applications out for that. I've had 9 enrolled already, so that's good.
What's
take
your
a few
max?
More. Don't really have a max as far as a good cohesive working group. Probably 12, 15 people is pretty good. You kind of get to know each other. You get a little larger than that, and we lose a few people just not so connected. So would like to have that. We average around 11. Each year, so we're close to that. So hopefully that will materialize. And one of the advantages, each local unit can do, you know, things that are applicable to their community. And one of the nice things, if we have that class size, we can meet at the KSU Gardens and actually go out and look at some of the plant materials, not just classroom activity. So I like having that opportunity with that size of group for our community.
And so many of the Master Gardener alums have taken on a lot of great projects. I know they're at the Riley County office building, up at the county shops. There's all kinds of different areas where the Master Gardeners have really done some neat community projects.
It is, and that's the fun part to me of the Master Gardener program is those outreach programs. We have the classroom time, which is kind of necessary to give you a background on the information, so when you're helping people or helping yourself, you know where the resources are to answer those gardening type of questions. But the fun part is working out in the community, like having a booth at the farmer's market. We had a booth at the county fair, garden tour, of course. We have a demonstration garden at the butterfly garden there at the Sunset Zoo, and like you mentioned, the courthouse plaza area. So there's lots of opportunities to get out and talk with people. You know, the you don't really need to know anything about gardening. That's our job, to help give you that kind of information. But we want people that are want to serve the community, serve their neighbors, and have a good time doing those kind of activities.
I was just in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago and got to the Smithsonian Botanical Gardens, which is spectacular.
Yes.
And in the Museum of Natural History, they have a butterfly garden there also, which was, I took some terrific pictures, just absolutely mesmerizing.
Yes.
But how did it escape me? I don't think I ever knew that the Sunset Zoo had a butterfly garden.
Yeah.
Is this a new deal?
No. It was before me, and I came back.
I guess I need to get out more often.
I came back in 2000, so it was probably mid-90s that one of the class projects was to put in a butterfly garden at the Sunset Zoo. And it's kind of waned in some of the early years. You get, you know, master gardener group that's enthusiastic. Life changes. They mature. Things happen. But last several years, we've had a really good, strong committee that's interested in the butterfly habitat. Mm-hmm. And so we get to utilize it during their Earth Day activity in the springtime. And typically here in the fall, they'll have a zoo adventure day with youth. And we use that area as a demonstration purpose for people to increase butterfly habitat and pollinators. And so it's a living example of how to do that. We have a brochure there. Of course, we have brochures online to help with that function of your garden. So we encourage everybody, if you have a sunny spot, less wind for the butterflies, and provide a little water, that's basically your butterfly habitat in a nutshell. But so we got encourage people to sign up for our Master Gardener program. We have applications online. That's riley.ksu.edu. Of course, I'd love people to stop in and talk to me. And our first class will be on September 6th. They're on Thursdays.
You just have a few spots left.
We have a few spots left, and we run for 8 consecutive Thursdays, and it's from 9 until 4, so it's an all-day thing.
Oh, my.
So, yes, that limits some of participation of working people, but that's what kind of works. We are moving to more online type of education capabilities. So let's say I can get off for 4 or 5 of those but can't reach them all. We're going to at some point be able to provide that education, so you can be part of the program doing some online or at home type of study. So we're working in that direction. We still love to come together, because that's where we build our cooperation with each other and our teamwork, so that when we put on a garden tour, which takes 40 master gardeners, we can get that accomplished and have a successful tour each year, which this past year was fantastic. It was above 100 degrees. You'd think people would say, well, it's too hot, and it was. But we still had 468 individuals in this community come out to the garden tour, which is one of our higher numbers of turnouts.
I didn't realize there was that many brave souls out there.
There was, and hopefully they all carried their water bottles. We had a couple master gardeners that got overheated, but I hope all the participants were able to cope with the weather. So we're already working on next year's garden tour, and look forward to doing that probably in June next year.
And it's always neat to be able to tie in the K-State garden with that tour. That's just such a hidden treasure, I think. A lot of people don't realize what that entails there. It's gorgeous.
It is, and you kind of just drive by. They got the nice stone fence, but that kind of hides it to a certain degree. But that first class, which would have been in 1989, they trained in the fall of 88, but in 1989 they decided that a garden tour was something Manhattan needed. And, of course, you sell tickets to garden tours. They're usually not free. And so what do you do with the money? Well, let's build the KSU gardens with those funds. So don't have an exact number, but over $40,000 has been raised by the community who bought those tickets to go into the University Gardens project.
Well, that's a nice way to get that thing funded, isn't it? Hell with that.
It's a small amount of money, but it helps.
Every little bit helps, doesn't it?
We've had 30 years now of tours to help support that, and some of the money also helps our Master Gardener programming as well.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we got more things to be talking about, including some other special events.
Yes, you bet.
Greg Guystone, Riley County Horticulture Extension Agent, our guest on K-Man's In Focus, back in a moment.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the